You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, this is South.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safe with Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful ska listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Sasha. And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies, and you're listening to
Ska!
Let's talk about freedom. You might think it's cool and perfect thing,
la, la, la.
But I know a lot of people,
ooh, yeah,
who have died for this idea. Don't forget about your history. We always fought for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Be free, Ukraine must be free.
Everybody sing with me. Big brother's watching you,
watching you.
He feeds us lies, he eats our lives. But we can break his point of view.
Yeah.
All we need, just stand and fight. All men create living inequality. But we're still fighting for liberty. 'Cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
Sing with me.
Free.
All nations must be free. Sing with me if you
Do it. Howdy folks, this is Chris,
Andy
and Scott.
We are from The Living End and we're here for RAD, Recording Artists, Actors and Athletes Against Drink Driving. I see a lot of things at gigs, dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they'd been drinking.
So if you plan to drink, plan ahead.
Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
Thank you.
Is that? Yes, it's time for Ska, people. It's time for Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, your weekly serving of Ska with a bit of sugar on top, if you're that way inclined. Oh, yes, Ska Nation Radio is coming to you live from Melbourne to the rest of the world. I'm going to take you through the next couple of hours and probably a bit more of the greatest Ska tunes from all over the planet, from all eras, all countries, all languages, and all persuasions right here in one little bow-tied Ska package. Oh, yeah. That was The Rulers from 1967. An absolute classic. Wrong'em, boyo. You will know it if you're a Clash fan. And I reckon if you're listening to this show, you are a Clash fan. Yes, that was on London Calling, The Rulers from 1967. Now, not too much is known about The Rulers in all honesty. A lot of their song credits are attributed to, Roland Alfonso, but it's Clyde Alfonso. I believe is probably Rolando's brother, but nobody's quite too sure. Anyway, there may well be an Australian connection to Wrong'em Boyo because The Rulers were generally backed by the Carib Beats. And as we know, the Caribs were Australians that went over to Jamaica in the 50s and 60s and were a house band for a lot of the early ska music. Especially, I think it's Bobby Aitken. Now, I could well be wrong, and a lot of these are J.J. Johnson's bands, and Bobby Aitken was backed by the Caribs because he was Bobby Aitken and the Carib Beats, who were J.J. Johnson's house band as well on his own J.J. label. And The Rulers, yes, we're on that label. So there's a little bit of a weary? Windy, that's the word I was looking for. Meandering? I don't know. A windy story through the history of The Rulers. They had another big hit called Copacetic, but it's weird. If you try and look up stuff about The Rulers, there ain't much there, which is really, really surprising. Anyway, we are on our bands, hence why we played The Rulers for the intros this week. What are we here? We kicked off this week's show with The View out of Ukraine. Ukraine Must Be Free, that's off their Green album from a couple of years ago. Now, Ukraine Must Be Free, Palestine Must Be Free, Israel Must Be Free, Sudan Must Be Free, Myanmar Must Be Free. Every country should well be free, and that includes Australia. So, as much as the title of the song is Ukraine Must Be Free, they do mention in the lyrics, all countries must be free. We're going to stick by that. We are going to use Ukraine Must Be Free as our kind of overarching anthem for the rest of the world. We want to avoid wars at all costs, but there's wars going on, as we well know. But let's use this as an anthem that we can all move forward together and try and aim for a suitable compromise where we're not killing innocent children, adults, innocent people. Actually, I shouldn't just focus on children and adults, just innocent people. They're caught up in a crossfire, pardon the pun, not of their own doing or volition. I mean, there are a few people that it's their wrongdoing and volition, but not many. There are many, many more people, innocent people. You know where I'm coming from. Anyway, we all hope that all conflicts at the moment can be resolved very, very quickly. And without much more loss to innocent human life, let's put it that way. There is one little thing that I urge people to do. If people are living in compromised areas, especially bands that can't record, can't put out new albums, can't sell merchandise, can't do gigs, then we can support them just a little bit by buying digital music from those bands. There is a website called bandcamp.com. You can do a location search. Doesn't have to be Ska, but I'd like it if it was. Just do a search for Kiev. Do a search for Tbilisi. Do a search for Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, Gaza Strip, Golan Heights, West Bank, Canberra, all those compromised areas. Find bands that you may like the look of. Buy their digital music. That money goes directly to the bands. All right? It's just very, very easy. It doesn't have to be ska. It can be rock. It can be electro-punk, if that's a genre. I have no idea. Can be anything. But if you want to support those bands from those compromised areas and that money goes directly to those people, then just jump on bandcamp.com. Alrighty? After the VO, what do we hear? Rico Rodriguez, a double R out of Jamaica. Rico Rodriguez, if I could say his name, that would help. Rico Rodriguez and his All-Stars from 1967, Scar Beat. Now, that one's tucked away. It doesn't really appear on an album until about 1990, which is a bit weird. But it is the B-side for Dandy Livingston's Rudy, A Message to You. Oh, yes, tucked away on one of the greatest singles of all time to come out of Jamaica is Scar Beat from Rico Rodriguez. Obviously, Rico became part of the Specials in the late 70s. Not really as a named artiste, but he did feature on quite a few of their, well, let's face it, they only had two albums, didn't they, in the early days, but he was part of that Specials juggernaut that plowed through the UK and the States and everywhere else in 1979 1981. After Rico Rodriguez, Real Big Fish, basically their first single. I'm going to say basically, I'll explain why in a minute. Sell Out off the Turn the Radio Off masterpiece. That's a live version. Now, their first single was actually a split with Goldfinger, and it was called Teen Beef. Now, I've not heard Teen Beef. I should have played it because, man, in my head, I'm Teen Beef. I'm not Teen Wolf or Teenager. I am Teen Beef. I will seek out Teen Beef and play that another time. So that was the first official single for Real Big Fish, but Sell Out was their first solo single. If you can have a solo single, I don't know. Where do we go from California? We went to London in England. That one is specifically for Millwall Paul, The Riffs, Going on a Blind Date. What a tune that is. I always play the live version because it's absolutely outstanding. It was off their album, Who Wants It? Who Wants It? 1989, Blind Date from The Riffs. Then we jumped to Tokyo in Japan, Rude Bones, a band that formed in 1993. Let's Keep Our Heads Up is track three off their self-titled album, but their self-titled album is their sixth album. Make sense of that, what you wish. 2002, their sixth album came out. Rude Bones is the name of that band. They are bloody awesome. And then we finished off with The Rulers out of Jamaica. Wrong'em Boyo, covered by The Clash. Made famous, really, by The Clash. But The Rulers bringing us into Scar Pod or Scar Show number 501. I didn't really make a big deal out of Scar Show number 500. But, you know me, I'm pretty easygoing, pretty well-demeaned at the best of times. So this is show 501. Great number if you're a dance player. I want to thank everyone from downloading, and without you guys downloading and listening in, there wouldn't be 501 shows. I can tell you that for free. In fact, I do tell you it for free every week. Thank you for making this the world's number one Sky Radio show. Sky Nation Radio with Beefy. I'm going to be playing a couple hours of ska tunes, and we're just going to jump straight into it because there is another Japanese band that are absolutely legendary. They're called the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. They're one of the biggest ska bands on the planet today. They even performed at the Olympic Games closing ceremony in Tokyo in 2021 because they are probably Japan's biggest musical export, I'm going to say. I would have reckoned there's not too many other Japanese bands that have made it on a worldwide scale. Anyway, if you ever go to Japan, they advertise absolutely everything. They're chewing gum, credit cards, the whole shebang. They even opened a stadium for Tokyo FC not that long ago. Anyway, they got a brand new single. It is called The Last Ninja. It's just come out, I think, a couple of days ago. Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. This is Ska Nation Radio with Beefy!
Oh,
taking Chase as the Serpent Slithers. Now, that is off an album called The Resignation. They are celebrating 20 years of The Resignation with a little bit of a tour. In fact, oh no, it's next month. I was just thinking, oh, I missed a few dates. No, I haven't. March 8th in Phoenix, sold out. March 9th, Santa Ana, sold out. March 10th, LA. March 14th, Chicago. March 16th, Denver. March 21st, Baltimore. March 22nd, Philadelphia. March 23rd, Brooklyn. So they're the only dates so far. There may be some more dates added because of the sellouts and the love for the RX Bandits. I think that's my favourite track off that album. I'm a bit hit or miss with RX Bandits, me. Some of it sounds like the early Police, which I really, really like. You can tell in that little track, or that long track there, that it's got some Police vibes. Before the 20th celebration of The Resignation from RX Bandits, we heard Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. Brand new single from them, The Last Ninja. All right, I might just jump straight in and do
BB's Cover of the Week now, baby. BB's Cover of the Week.
RX Bandits are an R band. This next band is an R band as well. They are from the whole of Victoria. They're called The Resignators. Do you want to know where The Resignators got their name from? They got it through The Resignation from RX Bandits. Oh yeah, bit of trivia for you. Francis Harrison from The Resonators is a massive RX Bandits fan, and he has immortalized that album with the name of his own band. A couple of years ago, The Resonators put a track on the Rudy Reboot's Ben Folds tribute album, and I see from The Resonators' Facebook page they are pushing that tune again right now. The tune's called From Above. This is The Resonators, Victoria's favourite ska band, amongst others. From Above, from The Resonators, Beefy's Cover of the Week.
They even looked at each other once across the crowded bar. He was with Martha, she was with Tom. Neither of them really knew what was going on. Strange feeling of never. Heartbeats becoming synchronized. Stay that way forever. But most of the time, it's just near misses. Air kisses once at a bookstore, once at a party. She came in as he was leaving. Years ago at the movies, she sat behind him. The six that he's showing of while you were sleeping, never once looked around. It's so easy from above, you can really see it all. People who belong together, lost and sad and small. There's nothing to be done for them, it doesn't work that way. Sure, we all have soulmates, but we walk past them every day. Like they were ever actually unhappy in the lives they lived. He married Martha, she married Tom. Just his faint notion something was wrong. An ache, an absence, a phantom limb, an itch that could never be scratched. It's so easy from above, you can really see it all. People who belong together, lost and sad and small. But there's nothing to be done for them, doesn't work that way. Sure, we all have soulmates, but we walk past them every day. Oh no. Where the that how
maybe a ghost lived in that vacancy. Maybe that's how books get written. Maybe that's why songs get sung. Maybe we all the unlucky ones. It's so easy from above, you can't really see it all. People who belong together, lost and sad and small. There's nothing to be done for them, it doesn't work that way. So we all have soulmates, but we walk past them every day. Oh no. Books get written, maybe that's why songs get sung. Maybe we all be unlucky ones.
Hi, my name's Rhoda Dakar, and you're listening to The Scar Show with Beefy.
King of the jungle, I'm Lord of the Beast. There ain't no creatures out there neither to be. I rule the forest and I rule the trees. The lions see me and then I sneeze. Well, from Kilimanjaro to the banks of the Nile, I live like an emperor, cause that's just my style. I'm king of the jungle, I'm boss of it all. The apes on caravan, they hear my call. So when you're out there, just look and see. Every living creature's paying homage. King of the jungle, that's me, yeah! Come on, Scotty, let's go! In the jungle, I am boss of it all. The apes of caravan near my call. So when you're out there, so you see every living creature's paying homage. King of the jungle, that's me, yeah! Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga. Ooga chaka, ooga. Let's go to work to be done. No time to talk, we gotta punch the clocks and start having fun. Now I'm a hard working fellow, get out of my way. There's a job or two we can't avoid. I got no time to be unemployed. So come on, people, buckle down, there's no time to shirk. Let's go to some folks pretend just to work to pay the rent, but I take a different route. I'm gonna climb the corporate ladder, till I'm the man on top. There's a job to do, we can't avoid. Get no time to be unemployed. Come on, people, buckle down, there's no time to shirk. Let's go to work! Oh, yeah! On the job, you know what they say, there's a rework for working. CEO to the lowest clerk, everybody's gotta work, work! Beat up, 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 beat up! Cheat up, cheat up, cheat up, cheat up, cheat up, cheat up! There's a job to do we can't avoid. I got no time to be unemployed. So come on, people, buckle down, there's no time to shirk. There's a job to do we can't avoid. I got no time to be unemployed. So come on, people, buckle down, there's no time to shirk.
They're from Montreal in Quebec in Canada. I want to play hockey. I'm going to go curling at the Bonchville, eh? The Kingpins, off their second album out of the three they put out, Let's Go to Work. You just heard live versions of King of the Jungle and Let's Go to Work. They are the first two tracks off that album. When were they around from the old Kingpins? Let's look them up. Mid-90s, and they made it through to 2000. Like I said, only three albums there, but a great band. We nearly got them to come to Australia and play the Sick Kids Skank in the early 2000s up there in Queensland, but they had some visa issues, and it all fell apart very quickly, and that was that. Their second album, Let's Go to Work, was released on this day in 1998. So on this day in ska, the first tunes you've heard are from the Kingpins. Before that, Beefy's cover of the week from the Resignators, a Ben Folds cover off the Rudy Reboot's Folds tribute album From Above. All right, we're still in on this day in ska. We're going to go with Madness, who put out, I think it was their 11th single. It was the first single since their debut not to reach the top 10. But I'll tell you a bit more about that in a minute. This is Cardiac Arrest.
Hey, this is Suggs. You're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy on whatever it is, FM. Thank you.
Running for his bed, waiting for his neighbours, in no rush at me. Got to get the first place, so much for him to be. He's got so to help him, got to get his feet. Got to lose his place, got to lose his seat. 10 more minutes and he gets there, the crossroads in a run. It's going so hard these days, not knowing so much fun. It's a moment of duty in the office, to telephone his venture. He's been happy with the company, and treated him real fair. Here comes seven letters, beginning in the suit. Like a big and nothing, I'll back with seven of you. I wish he's better, and we won't try to spend this time. I just don't know if I will, and do what will I decide. Pull yourself together now, don't get in a state. Don't you worry, there's no harm. It's a lovely day. Take the dog's advice, let up enjoy your life. Listen to what they say, it's all a game they play. We'll never get there at this one, it's going to tell me again. There's a little smaller, it's just his weapon. His hands are to his mother, for his help is good. Pounds are slipped on his bowler, his bones will seem to grin. As all on his wristwatch, the seconds by two sides. That's before the hunting, but they just came in one day. Tried to ask for help, but can't seem to speak a word. Went out with the friends and three, but don't seem to be heard. What about the wife and kids, they all depend on me. We're so sorry, we told you not to hide. Bounce us too late, you got a certain date. We thought we made it clear, we always were in a bit. We left it out to you, there's nothing you can do about this shit.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Safer Mustard Blog. You're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy.
They're from Grand Rapids, Michigan. They're called Mustard Plug. They released an album last year called Where Did All My Friends Go? The album that they released prior to last year's album, I'll get more words in there, including the word album a number of times, was an album called Can't Contain It that came out in 2014. The first single off the Can't Contain It album was White Noise that got released on this day in 2013. Oh yes, we're doing On This Day in Ska, people. Mustard Plug's White Noise came out on this day in 2013. Before that, Madness. I don't know if it's the first single off their album 7, which is their third album. It is track number 1 off the album from 1982, Cardiac Arrest. Now, I'm going to give you some Madness stats, right? This is crazy. I don't think many other bands have done this, but especially in the 80s. Their debut single in 1979 was called The Prince, right? Got to number 16 in the UK charts. They then released another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 singles. The lowest charting single, One Step Beyond, weirdly enough, got to number 7. Also, Shut Up and Return Lost Palmer 7 also got to number 7. Cardiac Arrest, the one you just heard, only got to number 14 in the early days of 1982. Then they did House of Fun, number 1. Driving in My Car, number 4. Our House, number 5. Tomorrow's Just Another Day, number 8. Wings of a Dove, number 2. The Sun and the Rain, number 5. So their first 17 singles, two only didn't make the top 10. One was a debut, and the one I just played for you, released on this day in 1982, Cardiac Arrest, got to number 14. Their next single, Michael Caine, oh man, it only got to number 11. Yeah, bugger, broke the streak. They didn't have another top 10 until a reissue of It Must Be Love, Love, Love in 1992. So that is incredible stats from Madness. People say they were a novelty band, but man, they charted. They sold some bloody vinyl back then. They were a powerhouse band. They really, really were. All right. I've given you your Madness stats. I'm going to stick with some White Noise now. Should we go with the Interrupters? This is a live version of White Noise.
White Noise. White Noise. White Noise. Ooh. All you are is white noise to me. Ha! To me. Got my eardrums wishing they couldn't even hear. You tell me lies but I see right through it. Got a lot of dirty work and make it straight. Turning now, manipulation sound. You got my information but I'm living underground. My friends don't wanna hear it, they are on the level. Got a lot of spirit and we know you are the devil. White noise. White noise, white noise. This phone's automatic, and I've had it with your volume. I'm in a panic, play some music in the room. With the big boys bobbing their heads in sync, with the girls on the dance floor skating to the beat, drowning out the voice of the call. Throwing you interrupting, by my joy. White noise, white noise. Taking over, feeling for some miles and miles. Oh, 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 oh. This is for a while. Taking over, feeling for some miles and miles. Why no? Why no? Why no? All you are is one noise to me. I won't listen. Static in my ear, to my ear, don't switch it. You couldn't even hear to me. You tell me lies, but I see right through it. All you are is one noise to me.
Thanks for being here. to a morphin shift, but now I'm out of the shadows. Yes, I'm out of the shadows. I've slipped from the darkness and into the light. Well, I'm out of the shadows. Yes, I'm out of the shadows. I can make my own rules. Forget about the past.
$10 gazillion that you have never heard that song before, and it has never been played on a ska show or any sort of radio show in the last 10 years. The band are called White Noise. The song's called Out of the Shadows. It is either from 1982 or 1983. There is nothing, absolutely nothing about the band anywhere. Nobody knows where they're from, but it is one hell of a tune, and I bloody love it. That's why it's on the show. That's why this is the world's number one ska radio show, because Beefy finds gold like that. He digs, he strikes gold! White Noise, Out of the Shadows. If anyone knows anything about White Noise, and if there's any other tunes out there, please get in touch, because I am loving Out of the Shadows. 82, 83-ish. All right? You try and find it. There is nothing. I guarantee there is nothing out there apart from a couple of videos on YouTube. And they're the same video, by the way. Wow. It is crazy to think in today's day and age that there is no information about that band. Before that, White Noise from The Interrupters, live version of their debut album, The Interrupters 2014, which, like I said a couple of weeks ago, it has blown my mind the fact that that is 10 years old this year, the debut album from The Interrupters. They've just announced a load of gigs all around the world, but it doesn't include Australia, so it's not around the world, is it? And I'd just let you know, Mustard Plug, White Noise. There's a White Noise triple play. You do not hear that on any other ska show whatsoever. Oh, I'm having fun, as you can tell. It is time for your favourite segment and mine, Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska! We're going to go to Wales right now. A guy called Howard Jones. Howard Jones it is. This is a track that he put out in 1983 called It Just Doesn't Matter.
Matter! Just doesn't matter. If nobody understands. Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Oh, man, that's a rarity. Victoria, Melbourne. Melbourne, Victoria. Our favourite sons, Area 7. Now, even the most ardent and hardcore Area 7 fan may not have heard that song before. It is off their demo tape. Oh, yeah, demo tape from 1995, track one, Sometimes. What a cracking tune, though, when they were a proper ska band. Not like the ska punk that they formed into. It's got an early version of No Logic on there, and I think the demo tape is called No Logic, actually. Before that, I'm having some fun with the mashups. That is The Beat versus Nelly Furtado. Turn off the light in the bathroom. I'm just going to have fun from now on. That's what this show is. Fun, fun, fun. Before that, Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska! Howard Jones. Let's get to know you well. Let's get to know you well. Yes, that man from Wales, or via, well, it doesn't matter, he's from Wales. We're claiming him, people. Now, that tune, It Just Doesn't Matter, doesn't really feature on any of his albums, but it is the B-side to his biggest hit. What is love? I'm getting confused with Hadaway. Baby, don't hurt. Anyway, number two. Now, we talked about Madness's prolific early career. Howard Jones, from 1983 to 1986, put out 9 singles. His first 9 singles all got in the top, I was going to say top 20, but they actually got in the all top 16. And What Is Love got to number 2. That was his biggest hit. He never had a number 1, Howard Jones, apart from he did have a number 1 album, Humans Lib, which What Is Love features on. So there you go. It's the B-side to that. Another cracking B-side there. All right. We're going to bring it on home for the first part of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. I do want to thank every single one of you for listening and downloading. Please do share the Gospel of Ska. Please rate the podcast if you can. 5 stars. I don't know whether that's still a thing, but it helps the algorithm, apparently. Please follow me on social media. Just look up Ska Nation Radio on Facebook and at Twitter. I've been told I may need to add an Instagram. Really? And potentially even a YouTube channel. Anyway, that's in due course. I'm pretty busy, you know. I can't just do all this social media stuff. But I will, because I love you. I really, really do. I have neglected our feature year, although Sometimes from Area 7 was from 1995. I'm going to finish off this first segment of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy with an absolute belter from 1995. It's live, because that is my want. I love live stuff. The band are called Rancid. In 1995, they put out probably one of the greatest albums of our generation. It is called And Out Come the Wolves. This is a live version of Time Bomb.
Time Bomb!
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.